Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam. Joining us online we have is Maulana Zahir Ahmad Waghi. Maulana, Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Alaykum assalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, and yourself, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah. We also take this opportunity of saying Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh to our listeners. And I hope we are all making lots of dua for rain, inshallah.
Inshallah. Gee, Maulana, we are having a crisis with the rain. At the moment, we see that even in the Joburg area, there are certain restrictions. So let us be very careful in the way that we use the water.
Inshallah.
Maulana, we started the last week again. Just a brief recap. We're doing the topic of understanding modern technology, and especially social media. And we said that this is a faith-based discussion. How social media should be used in the light of Islam, and how does Islam view technology? Then we gave an example that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born as an ummi, but in Islam we see that how Islam spread also. First it was done verbally, and then it was done through letters, and then we see that when letters were sent out, that a seal was required. So we see that how transformation took place, that it started just by telling each other, and right, and towards the end it happened where letters were sent to the other kings. And then we see that technological process will always continue. We need to learn how to use this form of communication. And thereafter we did the hadith of Nabi Sassam, Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'urun ra'iyatihi. Another hadith we did was Talabul ilmu faridatun ala kulli muslimin. And normally we restrict these actions of gaining knowledge to ibadat only, but it's not for ibadat, it's for where we everyday, in our everyday use, whatever we use, that is for the knowledge, for that is compulsory. Thereafter we did that innamal a'malu bin niyat, that our intention, we should check our intention before we're doing a certain action, whilst we're doing an action, and after we're doing an action. And challenge, we see the challenge in social media is that we should slow down and first think what we're doing. I think we covered till the
Ji. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Last week we also did a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I would like to continue discussing social media in the light of this hadith. Today the virtual world has become an extension of our lives. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although gave this advice to the Sahaba regarding sitting on the roadsides and having a social interaction with people, the very advice that Rasulullah gave in this hadith equally, if not more, applies to the platform of social media. And that's where we had concluded with our discussion last week. It's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, do not sit around in the streets and just talk. And the Sahaba said, la budda lana, we need some place and time for social interaction. In other words, Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Rasulullah, ya Rasulullah, you are preventing us from sitting in the streets and talking and having the social interaction with our friends, family, companions. But this is something that is necessary for us. This social interaction is needed for us. And then Rasulullah said, well, if you really need to congregate, Rasulullah then gave them some guidelines. And he said, do not sit in the way, do not block the pathway. And then Rasulullah said, lower your gaze, ghaddul basar. Now lowering your gaze, abstaining from, and then Rasulullah said, also abstain from anything offensive, returning salutations, enjoining the right, forbidding the evil. This hadith lays out a number of important rules, all of which are directly applicable to social media. Lowering the gaze is a particularly important advice. This governs not just having a high level of modesty, but also with regards to interacting with fellow people, interacting with the opposite gender. And it's a good reminder about guarding yourself from the threats such as internet, pornography. You should have a good etiquette when interacting with others, we learn from this hadith. And this starts with giving each other proper greetings, encompasses advocating righteousness, standing against evil. So from this hadith we learn that whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith definitely applies to the use of the social media. Let's continue, and that's where we had ended our discussion last week. So when we take a look at how social media is primarily used, there are some major issues that we need to keep in mind. And some of the major points relating to social media. And the first among them which I would like to talk today of is, Maulana, is that social media has allowed people to start living an existence that is not their own true existence or identity. It has allowed people to live an existence, to live a life that may not be their own true life or true identity. To put it simpler, in explaining this in simple terms, people are being fake today online more than they had ever been in the past before. And what do I mean by this? And for our listeners, just observe if whatever I'm saying, if it rings a bell. We will never say things that we say online that we will say in real life. There are so many things that on the social media, through our tweets, WhatsApp, and all of that, we will say that in real life, we will dare have the courage to say it to somebody. Together with that, people will post pictures that they will never ever show in real life. People will show, put pictures on the social media that in real life they will never really do that. People will try to show an image of themselves that they are not really in real life. Example, you'll post a picture of yourself or something that is not yours, or something that you don't have. Now, this avenue, the social media, gives you the avenue of being a fake, of being a poser, acting like someone that you are not, or to have even multiple profiles. Today, this is a very common thing, that you have multiple profiles. You make yourself look like someone else, you call yourself someone else. And this is something that has always been a problem, and that's something that's always been addressed by psychologists, by educators, by spiritual leaders. And this goes across every faith-based community. It's a major problem. But the reason why it's such a critical issue on the social media is that through social media, it allows a person to manifest a fake identity of yourself unlike anything ever before. And what I mean by that is, before, the other forms of communication, first of all, it was person to person. Previously, we used to talk to people person to person. Later on, it went to vocal communication. And if you recall, when we were small, there were lots of us that used to have the prank calls. So it was vocal communication. But this medium, the social media, is a completely distant, artificial form of communication through text messages, through words, through pictures, through links, and mostly comments and statuses. Today, when we talk with people, we talk more by means of social media. And how do we talk? We just send them a text, we send them a picture, we send a link, and this has become the way we communicate today. So this is such a distant, such an artificial form of communication that you can completely create and put out a completely fake identity of yourself. You can be acting like the complete opposite person of what you really are. And I know this may sound sometimes trivial. A person might say, so what? If I'm acting as if I'm playing in my high school football team, for example. So what if I'm showing that I'm having a lovely meal with somebody when I'm not really having it? So what's the big deal about it? I'll get to that in a minute as we go along. But I want us just to grasp the ugly side of having this fake identity. This fake identity of yours that you wish to show has far-reaching ramifications. It has great impact on your spirituality, on your psychological well-being. It affects your psychology. It affects your spirituality. It affects your relationship with yourself. It affects your relationship with your family. It affects your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is spiritual and psychological degradation of yourself. And let me explain this. Because you lie about yourself and then you begin to believe who you are, the first victim of that is your self-esteem. Your self-esteem gets damaged because you begin to have a low esteem. You are not happy and satisfied with who you really are or what you really have, because the fake personality that you put now gets all the validation. So we are who we are, and we are as we are, and there is no need for us to be ashamed. Each one of us is special in our own way, and there is no need to show ourselves as someone else. Now, where somebody could be communicating with thousands of people at a very intimate, private level, pretending to be a 16-year-old girl, when it's actually a 61-year-old man. And this happens so often on the social media platform. And this platform gives a person an opportunity to do that. Now, I want us to grasp the danger of this issue. This is really nasty stuff. You do not want to be dealing with such things. And this outlet, the social media, provides people that opportunity. Maybe you are innocent. You're not going to do that. But this entire media allows and facilitates and enables somebody to do it who might just be that messed up. But now let's take it down to a more psychological level, and I said I will get back to that. I want to address where you are acting like someone you're not and what happens to you. You post a picture of a car that's parked in your neighbor's driveway. You post a picture of you having a branded handbag, and you're talking about how you just bought this brand new car or this brand new item, and you're taking a picture and you post it, and you have people saying that it's you, and you're creating this fake identity, which you need to understand is that over time, what it ends up doing to you, over time it affects your confidence and erases who you are, because now you're getting all these likes and comments saying things like, oh wow, that's awesome, that's cool. And who's getting that? You're not getting that. It's that fake identity that you have created. And what ends up happening is now you're getting all those praises, and you're getting all this approval, and you're being validated. You feel nice. You're getting these compliments. And over time you realize that that person online is getting those compliments and not me. And so you become more and more ashamed of who you are. And so you try to find so much comfort, so much satisfaction in the fake version of you, that you yourself as a human being continue to recoil, you continue to retreat further and further into the darkness of your room, behind that electronic screen, and now you're like living exclusively online. And this is going a lot more frequently than we actually realize. So I want us to first talk about it in a more sympathetic tone. Don't be fake, because you are only hurting yourself. Even though deceiving people is haram, it makes you a dishonest Muslim. It makes you a dishonest human being. But you should understand the harm that you are causing to yourself. You become so sick emotionally, and psychologically you become so sick that you sabotage your self-esteem. And what happens then? You drive your family members away. You ruin your own relationships. And it causes even ruin in the relationships of your marriage. And you end up alone and you end up miserable, psychologically as well as emotionally. We need to be who we are, each one of us, especially in our own ways. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not proud or arrogant, but Rasulullah was proud of being a Muslim. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after his acceptance of Islam, and he said to Rasulullah, are we not on the truth? Rasulullah gave his reasons, but Umar said, indeed we should go to the haram and announce our sharia, our shahada. Now, I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to talk about the Islamic warning about why not to indulge in this type of behavior. We spoke about having the fake profile and the multiple profiles. We also spoke about being proud of who you are. We give the example of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and being a Muslim, you're supposed to be proud in itself. You have great value in you being a believer, a mu'min. And there's no need for us to show a fake persona, a fake profile of yourself, because you're only fooling yourself, because now the validation that you're going to get is the fake person that you are. Now, how does Islam and how does our deen address this? There's a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, min sharri nas dhul wajhain. In another narration, min sharri nas inda Allahi yawm al-qiyamah, dhul wajhain, alladhi ya'ti ha'ulai biwajhin wa ha'ulai biwajhin. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the most evil of people. And in another hadith, one of the most evil of people in the sight of Allah on the day of Qiyamah is the two-faced person who shows one face to these people and another face to those people. So don't use a fake persona. From the most evil of people is the two-faced person who shows one face to one group of people and a different face to another. You might think that this relates to hypocrisy and nifaq. No, it's not related to that. It's also relating to your everyday life. You will find from the most of evil people on the day of Qiyamah in the eyes of Allah to be that person who possesses two faces. These people will be among the most evil people in the eyes of Allah. He is that type of person who comes to this group of people with this face and then goes to that group of people with that face. With his friends, he's got a different face, different profile. With his family, he's got a different face, different profile. It's always strange to meet someone that projects one thing online and something completely different in person. How you portray yourself online should be incognizant and congruent with reality. This is something that goes both ways. Sometimes people try to appear more pious online, and some try to show more rebellious online. From this hadith, and if you want to use social media, first thing, do yourself a favor, represent yourself honestly with your profiles and your statuses. And that starts off by with a certain segment of people, whether it be family or close friends. Be still yourself. Let people know I'm still me. And then when I go online, I become completely someone else. This is having that fake persona. This is lie. And this is the person that is the worst of people in the sight of Allah. But then it gets worse from here on. Initially, you only have two profiles. But then it starts becoming multiple profiles. Then I have one profile that's like this, and a one profile that's like that. And then the real person that's within you is gone. Some scholars have even said some commentary to this, that what does it mean to have two faces? The reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the people with two faces is from the worst kind of people is because their condition is like the condition of a hypocrite who is playing a game. And this category of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran will be in the deepest, darkest pits in the fire of Jahannam. So this is the first thing that I want us to take into consideration. And that is the first principle. in the use of social media after having the broad understanding of introduction when we spoke about talabul ilm, to learn how to use it. We spoke about the intention. We spoke about giving the road its rights. The first principle in the use of social media that I'm highlighting from the discussion that we had today is that make a commitment. This is the first principle I want us to have. Make a commitment to yourself to never resort to being fake at any level, because you will only harm yourself in this world and the hereafter. And you will sabotage your life in this world by eventually sabotaging all the personal relationships that you have, but mostly because you will be considered by Allah as one of the most evil of people on the day of Qiyamah, which we can all agree is not worth it. I will conclude today's discussion, or just a little bit about it, Moana, is that another hadith that we want to bring about in our discussion about social media is that if you don't have anything good to say, is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then remain silent. If you don't have anything good to post, rather don't post. If you don't have anything good to tweet, don't tweet. He who believes in Allah, says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he who believes in Allah and believes in the last day must either speak good or remain silent. This is a foundational principle for social media. It is hard, it is very difficult to adopt this principle, because the entire purpose of social media is sharing and discussion. The entire object and the entire purpose of the use of social media is sharing and discussion. Now, if you don't have anything good to say and you keep quiet, meaning you cannot be active. So you're not sharing, you're not discussing. Therefore, it is important to keep this in mind. If you don't have anything good to do or post or tweet or WhatsApp, don't do it. Just keep quiet. It is difficult because the entire purpose of social media is sharing and discussing. We often come to regret things we post. How often we will find that we posted something, later you realize, hey, I made a mistake, I have a regret. Realizing too late that silence would have better served us. It has been mentioned in another hadith, destruction, woe to him who tells things, speaking falsely to make people laugh thereby. Woe to him, woe to him. Three times Rasulullah said this, a hadith of Abu Dawud. Woe to him, who talks and who tells things to people, speaking falsely just to make people laugh. Everything in the social networking age boils down to traffic. Everything on this network of social media boils down to traffic. How many likes did I get? How many views did I get? How many comments did I get? How many shares did I have? How many hits can you get? When this is the bottom line, and the way we seek validation, it forces us to compromise our principles. It forces us to compromise our judgment. One unfortunate example of this is seeing Muslims making videos where they prank people with some kind of devastating news just to get a reaction out of them and then post it on YouTube. This type of behavior, just to get views, just to get attention, just to get likes, is abhorrent to say the least, and it is in clear contradiction with the prophetic etiquettes of social interaction. Bana, I think we can conclude here. If there are any callers that want to talk about anything, we have some other commitments today and we're not going to be able to complete our discussion for the entire hour, but we'll allow a few minutes if there's anyone that wants to have any discussion about what we've just said today.
SMS line is 48855. That's 48855. Morana, we have one caller online. Appa wants to give us some advice or some secret. Let's see. Appa, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I have a question for Morana. Regarding the discussion, I don't know if Morana's response, what would he give an answer to those people that say that in Islam there's no, you can't have fun in entertainment. What answer will you give to such people? Listen on the radio.
Whether Islam allows fun in entertainment, and those that say Islam does not allow fun and entertainment, I think we need to be very careful. A little bit of enjoyment, a little bit of fun, a little bit of entertainment within the parameters of Sharia is allowed. And there are lots of examples of that in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have the example where some people were wrestling and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was given that opportunity to watch that. That was entertainment for her. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed that. We also have many other examples in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was an incident that is recorded in a sahih hadith where a woman came and asked Rasulullah permission to sing and play some drums when Rasulullah came back from jihad, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed her to do that. So we find there is evidence in the sharia with regards to a little bit of fun, a little bit of entertainment, but the necessity and the condition is it should not be at the expense of someone else's honor. It should not be a total waste of time. These are some of the conditions that are attached to it. And if these conditions are fulfilled, that the fun and the entertainment is not at the expense of dishonoring someone else, it does not entail lies, then the Sharia would give permissibility to it. However, we should also understand the balance has to be maintained. It must not be excessive. It must not be that our whole life revolves only around fun and entertainment. A little bit of relaxation sometimes does good for a person's, even for a person's spirituality. And we find there's evidence about all of that in the hadith. And inshallah, under the discussion of social media, this is a separate section, inshallah, that we will definitely be addressing entertainment and fun through social media. And it's a topic in itself, and it will require at least about an hour of discussion, and inshallah we will discuss this in detail. However, what I have said now is just a brief introduction to the future discussions that we will have on this, inshallah. I hope that covers the question.
Malana, another SMS I got is, subhanAllah, Malana, you have hit every nail on its head. We just hope everyone listening to this program get guided, and guide most importantly our children.
Inshallah.
And one last message is that I've been listening to the program, and I've had two accounts. One was my own account, and one was a fake account. On my own account, I have only 100 contacts of people I really know. On a fake account, I was trying to get someone back, but people... I had about 215 people following me.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this does happen. May Allah protect us. And keep this hadith in mind. And this hadith is so relevant. And again, as we said previously, these ahadith shows the relevance of our Sharia, the transcendence of our Sharia, that it addresses every aspect of our lives. Inshallah.
Inshallah. Ma'ana, jazakallah for your time. Much appreciated.
Ma'ana, there's just one before we conclude, Ma'ana. I want to also make mention that I think this would be our last program for the year. I know the, next week we said we will have some discussions, but I might not be here. And the week after that I'm going for Umrah, and then we'll be in December.
Inshallah.
I do ask all our listeners forgiveness if we did not, we were not able to fulfill any of the requirements and the rights. We also give our thanks and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us an opportunity to share some time on this time on radio, where we are exchanging certain aspects of our deen. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity, and we wish all our listeners good break from their work and all their necessary engagements. And keep in mind, even in the holidays, be good, stay away from whatever forms of harm and evil and sin that you may want to commit. Stay away from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Until next year, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It brings us to the end of today's episode. Until we meet again, from myself, Muhammad Bam, and my engineer, Ziad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.